All right, Dr. David Hertzberg is with us live via telephone. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., you'll hear his next installment of Israel at 76 right here on NSN, and we'll get into that in a couple of minutes. He's director of the William S. Levine Family Shoah Institute at the Yeshiva of Flatbush, and, of course, has been with the Yeshiva of Flatbush in many, many capacities, including principal for many, many years. All right, Dr. David Hertzberg, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Thank you so much, Nachum. A pleasure to be here.
You know, it's funny, and this happens every time. I mean, I'm doing this for a long time, obviously, and there are different situations that Israel has been in that has prompted unity groups, we'll put it that way, to go to Israel. And it always seems that here on this program, a specific school or shul or group, you know, heads to the forefront, and we concentrate on it. And obviously, in this episode of the last year plus, it's been your group that we've focused on more than any other. And as I've discussed you and your group and the students and their commitment off the air with people, the question I get most often is, how does a group secure so many tickets to Israel at this time? And I was wondering if you're getting the same type of reaction when you announce that a bunch of students are heading to Israel.
You know, it's funny. I now, like, in my dreams, I now have LL flight numbers, LY008001. And I know it better than my own home address these days. Yes, it's a nice niggler, and we don't always get it. As a matter of fact, we'd have even more people going on some of these missions if we could find flights. Actually, tomorrow night's mission, and that being led by Rabbi Besser, is actually we have kids going on three flights.
What?
We have on the 5 p.m. LL, 11:50 p.m. LL, and an Air France connecting in Paris.
Wow.
To LL.
Interesting.
So we've got 40 kids and plus another 8 staff on three different flights.
It's funny because I basically have said to people, both on and off the air, that unfortunately, you know, people have to get used to the idea, unless they plan way in advance, they got to get used to the idea that stopping in Europe, you know, might be the better and sometimes the only option. And it's just a reality. Like, there's nothing, you know, people don't like it, obviously, for obvious reasons, but there's just nothing we could do about it at this point. So that's just a new reality part of...
Definitely, And like for Yeshiva week this coming week, even I think the stopovers in Europe are booked solid.
Right. What do they do? I assume you're on the schedule where Wednesday is the final day of official school. Would that make sense?
Yes. So by us, for the high school, Wednesday is what they call grade day. So Tuesday, which is tomorrow, is the last day of finals. Vacation begins, I guess, calendarically actually on Thursday, but already Wednesday, it's a grading day. So the students are finishing their finals tomorrow and hopping on the flight.
Now, you mentioned Raya Besser, who we know has been a leader at the Yeshiva of Flatbush for a very long time, and that he is a part of the leadership, obviously, of this mission. Is it going to be different because there are different people leading than usual? Is this going to be a mission that we've heard about from you and it's going to sound very similar? Or is there a component to this one that might be a little bit different this time around?
So Rabbi Bess has been leading this mission together with some other people, Susan Frankel, for many, many years. But since last year, what we're doing is it's actually combining both the Chesed mission, where we're visiting places like Beit El-Ezrahi and Meshi and L.A., together with some of the things we've been doing on the Achdut, so Day in the South, and great emphasis on some of the Army bases. So it's really a combination. We're there for about 8-9 days. It's really a combination of both types of missions.
So you're back for the second Shabbat of vacation. Where will you be spending your first Shabbat this week?
So we've been spending, actually all the missions, we've been at the Inbau. We'll be spending Shabbat at the Inbau, plus also will be joining us about 30 plus of our students who are learning in Israel for the year, who will be joining us Bezrat Hashem for Friday night dinner. So we'll be at the Inbal, and then actually we're going back in a couple of weeks with a group of eighth grade girls, some eighth grade boys with their parents for a short mission President's Week.
That's mid-February. Pretty cool. By Dr. David Hertzberg is with us. They're set for tomorrow night. Yeshiva Flatbush students, staff, faculty, and of course parents heading to Israel in this combination Chesed Unity mission with Rabbi Hertzberg and Rabbi Besser at the helm. And they have been, as we always emphasize, they have been at the forefront of these missions, literally from October 7th of last year until today. They are more than willing to offer advice and guidance when it comes to all of this. Don't think they have access to flights more than others do. It takes an effort. It takes a tremendous effort and a lot of patience and perseverance to be able to put all of this together. Sometimes even getting the entire group onto three different flights. So I don't want people to be under the impression that just because you're doing this with regularity or by Hertzberg, that this is, you know, easy to do. It's not easy to coordinate these days.
Make your decision as early as possible. You'll get flights and they'll be cheaper. We're not living in a last minute environment now.
Correct. And people shouldn't think that you have any extra in with the airlines that are giving you an easier time of all this. All right. So this is, look, it's many months. It's now January. We were talking about how the inauguration is coming up next week. It's now January. We're talking about 15 months. And it seems like you and the Yeshiva Flatbush community have not let up. You have continued the momentum. Most would think that this momentum would die down after a while. What's been the secret to making sure that this is as enthusiastic a mission as the previous ones have been?
So great question. So each time, you know, there have been some kids who have been repeats,
right,
on these missions, but most missions each time it's new kids. But I think the biggest selling point, so to speak, is the kids who come back, as soon as they get back, want to go back to Israel again.
Right.
And they're spreading that these missions are great, not only in terms of whatever chizuk we might be bringing to the people that we're meeting, but even more so the chizuk we're getting from them, because as you well know, each trip we're meeting the most amazing people across all walks of life who look at situations where the rest of us would say, we can't do anything about this, and they just do it anyway.
Yeah.
They just do it anyway, and you meet these just the most incredible, amazing people.
It is amazing, and it is incredible, and you deserve all the credit in the world for doing all of this. By the way, I don't know if you got a message from any of your students. The one who used to coordinate the podcast, I met him in Israel 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Victor?
Yes, and I'm trying to think where we were. I'm trying to think where. Do you know what yeshiva he's in, or where he's spending his time in Israel?
Well, now he's doing a lot of his own podcasts now and things like that. Very, very creative young man, Victor Bracca.
He certainly is. And I'm trying to remember where we met up. But anyway, it's a miracle at my age. I remember I saw him at all. So thank God for that. All right, Rabbi Hertzberg, a word about tomorrow. You've been spending a lot of time talking about the IDF, Israeli Army, the armed forces of Israel, and trying to give us a perspective of what different divisions and units do. What's happening at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on the Nachum Segal Network?
So tomorrow morning, so since it was released in the news like a week and a half ago about the Israeli raid to destroy the missile manufacturing plant in Syria through Shaldag and Unit 669, they released a lot of information uncharacteristically. So I figured, you know, let me do Shaldag. So I actually looked into that piece, and what was, you know, Shaldag is the special forces of the Air Force, but what was even more amazing in terms of Ashkacha Prat is I did a Zoom, which I mentioned on the podcast tomorrow, the other day with a group of student leaders and faculty with a Dr. Carol Goldfuss. Her son is General Dan Goldfuss, who's one of the commanding generals in the North right now. And she's an amazing person. She actually has paid a shiva call to almost every soldier who was unfortunately killed under her son's command.
Wow.
She visits every soldier wounded as best she can and every shiv house, and she was just an amazing, amazing woman. Any which way, so she tells us that Unit 669, which played a very important role, is responsible, and this is a crazy statistic, Nachum, for saving 1,800 soldiers who, if not for their emergency medical treatment on the field, would have died.
Unbelievable.
That they were that severely wounded, 1,800 soldiers, these helicopter medics, saved their lives by emergency medicine on the field.
Unbelievable. And you'll explore all of that tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. on Israel at 76. And the more you listen to Rabbi Hertzberg, the more you're learning, the more we are learning about the different units and the different responsibilities that different parts of the armed forces have in Israel. And it's sometimes hard for us thousands of miles away to realize how specialized it all is, but there are plenty of specialties and lots of expertise in these areas, Rabbi Hertzberg.
Definitely, 100%. Someone actually asked me to do to do a, which is interesting, to do an episode on the role of the cooks in the Army.
That's very important.
Yeah, 100%. And now, first I left, I said, wait a second. Now, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, you know, angle to take a look at.
Next, you'll be doing the mashgichim.
Yeah.
Look, I say this every time. I have no idea if people ever contact you, but I'm not going to give up on saying it. And I know that you and Rabbi Besser and our chairman, Steve Adelsberg, who's so connected with your group, I know that everybody agrees with this, and that is that if anybody out there, a principal, faculty member, director of student activities, anybody wants ideas, even from here, you don't have to go necessarily on a mission if you can't handle that in your school or synagogue. We want just ideas to connect, Zoom calls, special sessions, special guest speakers, special programming, and, of course, information about doing a tour, a Unity mission and a Chesed mission like Rabbi Hertzberg has described, is beginning tomorrow night. If you want any of this, just contact Rabbi Hertzberg. He and everyone I mentioned is more than willing to give whatever information they can to just expand this type of project to every school and shul out there. Rabbi Hertzberg, the best way for people to be in touch with you?
Is the email dhertzberg@flatbush.org.
Simple as that.
The best way, and I'll get back to you.
dhertzberg@flatbush.org. Nesiat Tova, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Nachum, and thank you for having me on, and Hatzlacha.
Toda rabah, and kol hakavod to you and the entire group. Our best, of course, to Rabbi Besser and to the Adelsberg family and everybody who's helping make this another quality mission. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.